Native American children have an unusually high rate of tooth decay. The problem is shown in figures for the number of kids that are admitted for dental work and serious office visits that require surgery compared to young people of other demographic groups.
So the rate for the country on that overall is something less than 4 in 1,000 children. The rate in many Indian communities is greater than 200 per 1,000 children. In some communities, is over 500 per 1,000, meaning half the children.
That's Dr. D. Robertson, who heads the group QUEST, which stands for Quantifying, Understanding, and Eliminating Severe Tooth Decay in American Indian Alaska Native Children. Robertson says the reasons behind the problem are not clear-cut.
We're almost sure it's not genetic. There's something complex going on, and we know that in the Indian communities where a lot of children have this, if you grow up there versus, say, growing up in whatever, you know, suburb of Spokane or something, you're at a different risk. The same child would be at a different risk. But it's multiple factors. It's not just a single one.
Robertson says one approach that's seen some success in treating tooth decay is an older technique using silver nitrate to treat decaying teeth rather than surgical procedures.
So if a child comes in with tooth decay and it's not too deep and they don't have an abscess or something like that, the parent is offered the option of, we think we can control this just with a medication, just dabbing a medication on instead of drilling and filling it.
Robertson says the vast majority of parents given that option choose to try the medication. That project, called the Warm Springs Model, has been offered through Indian Health Services around our region, but no Washington or Idaho sites were requested to be involved. Robertson says popular demand at Indian Health Service offices could change that. Dr. Robertson says efforts continue to determine causes and potential ways to prevent the dental issues, including collaboration between dentists and doctors, and literally over 100 projects to study different approaches. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.